It's another exciting day in the interesting place where we live. I've just gotten off of 2 days off. It's 6 months of work. Let me tell you, man. It's a wonderful thing. Spent a lot of that time sitting next to Lisa, whom I love with all my heart, watching The Crown. And I tell you, you kind of feel for these people. Stretched to the breaking point. You wish they would have had a little more good, I don't know. It's hard to have good sense. I don't know. A little more steadfastness in things. It seems like all of the royal family struggled with any kind of happiness. Prince Philip ultimately kind of figured out that it was all about her. It was all about the queen. And that everybody around her were just kind of appendages. He was there to be the dutiful husband and to some level to take on more parental responsibilities so that she could worry more about, you know, things that needed to be done. Although he did several. He had plenty of things that were that he needed to do. I don't know if I want to say I'm a monarchist, but I don't mind. I don't mind having royalty. Jesus Christ is royalty. I think about all the people around the queen that make being the queen the thing it was. This is The Crown now. There's no, the queen is gone now. Now there's a king, but this whole universe around these people. And it makes me think about the celestial kingdom and how it was. You know, there was a, you know, we all talk about how horrible it is that there are classes, and to a certain extent that doesn't bother me, because in God's precincts, among the groups of heavenly parents, there are, you know, there are plenty of people to spend time with, people to inspire, peers that you can go and be with. There are people that just never came into focus or never figured out what was important to do. And that God's precincts, as far as I can tell, are regal. And you have family members that never really make anything happen, who don't rise to their stature. Because you have to understand, it isn't just that there's only one sovereign. There are as many realms, principalities, powers, dominions. There are as many of those as required for those who qualify. We all have the heritage to make this possible. We will become the people. We all certainly have the opportunity to become such people. It isn't this fact of birth order or being this or that or having the right bloodlines. We all have the right bloodline. I'll tell you. Queen Elizabeth seemed like she was always trying to be a good person. Trying to do the role that she was bound to do. And she did an incredibly admirable job doing it. Surrounded by less admirable people. Her children were often interesting. The amount of marriages these people went through was stunning, but it has something to be said for tough circumstances. Not to lower the standard at all for what we're supposed to do, but to work for it. And that's what we're supposed to do as children of God, is to learn how to overcome that. Repentance is something that we need. Constantly reorienting ourselves with what we should be doing. The kind of lives we should be living. Yeah, you know, and you go, boy, that was just so preachy, and rah, 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 and you go, yeah. Well, I think we all have to remind ourselves on a regular basis to do our duties and to be obedient to the Lord, to the Savior, the Messiah. So anyway, I'm sorry I got into that, but that was what came out of the crown so far. Was a bunch of very flawed people and how you deal with flaws. Anyway. And how not to as well. Sometimes they're a good example of how not to look at things. Well, it's been a few weeks. Oh, let me tell you. But yeah. Anyway, let me tell about what I'm doing and then you can go back to it. I got my annual camping permits re-upped for another year and a few months. And so during the week, I pack up and I stay at the state park, Oasis State Park, which is a bit of a struggle. Actually, it's getting a little bit better because it's getting cold enough that it's keeping the flies down. Oasis State Park has several dairies and stockyards nearby, and so Tons of flies, tons of flies. And so you don't typically want to go out there very readily without being prepared to have the windows up on your vehicle. The shade's really not that bad. I've got all the equipment, but I'm still kind of working out the logistics of being able to do good writing while I'm out. But during the winter time, which we're just getting into just a little bit, we've had a couple of late freezes in the morning. The early morning. We've had some freezes already. So now there's nothing green particularly. Things are mostly back to the traditional browns and yellows and such. Although the trees still have leaves on them. But I don't think we've really had a tough one. So far, we're almost toward the middle of November. We've still got some green trees around. Not just evergreens. So I've been camping out. But not a ton because there's been breaks in it. It was about time that Lisa's car, Wolf, Matt calls it, Hyundai Tucson got its transmission work, and there was some oil problems. So anyway, so they had to keep her car overnight, so she was stuck in Clovis. So her and I got a motel room, a pretty decent one, I have to say. Although, can I be honest, the beds in it were not the greatest. I think we've gotten spoiled by the purple mattress, the soft purple mattress that we have at home. Anyway, so we had to spend a night there and various and sundry things. So I wasn't camping out much. I wasn't eating the food that I had set aside, that I had already purchased and kept in the vehicle to get through the week. And so, yeah, everything was kind of done bad. What was it last week? My crown and my tooth, one of my tooth teeth broke, the one that had the crown on it, and so I've been going along for a week or so. I've got to go today. I've got an appointment today to at least get things kind of set up for dental circumstances. And see what they're going to do about that. I've had a missing tooth for quite some time now, a little over a week. And to be really honest, I've gotten kind of accustomed to it. So if they just decide to pull out my root and be done with it, that's fine. Not excited about having a hole in my head, but there's that. But those things are all good. We heard from Sam that he and Caleb have moved into a are going to be moving into an apartment that they have found, along with the job that they have up there. Hopefully they'll have enough money. Seems like they do. Have enough money to live together in this apartment. Take good care of themselves. We're excited for them. I mean, it is a little trepidatious just because, you know, it's hard. It's hard to come to that, work out finances, things like that. Take care of what needs to be done. That can be hard sometimes. Regardless, I hope they've got everything that they, I hope they can pull together everything they need. Still want them to get married and get families as much as they can, as much as they can. Anyway, we're looking forward to Thanksgiving. Brent Delane is going to come and be with us for the holiday. Excited for that. There's all these round bales everywhere. One of my routes to work, the slower one, I guess, for lack of a better way to look at it. He's out in the country, going down country roads, and many fields these days are used for, frankly, hay, because that's basically where the money is. If you're not going to be a rancher and keep cows, most of these people are farmers and grow what ends up being hay. And so we're going on with life. I always choose to start camping out in the winter time. Lisa's noticed this and says it quite often. I go, yeah, I don't know exactly why it comes up at these times, but it does. There it is. You know, I guess I don't really have much else to talk about today. Oh, 10 going on. Close to the middle of November 2025. I think I've got like 41 or 42 months left before I stop working for money and do something else instead. I thought about Autumn Aulis a lot. I don't know how well they would grow here. Frankly, that's not the worst thing. Whatever you choose to use it for, it grows these great big bushes that are practically trees. Use them for windbreaks, for any number of things. Be interesting to put one in across the lot next door. Lisa's a nervous person. Not shy at all. But yeah. Doesn't want those autumn berries anywhere near her. And my thought is to just do it across the street where they've taken down the fence anyway and put it up as a fence replacement. Regardless, looking at that, and that apparently takes a little bit of work, generates a lot of branches. You're going to be cutting them back, which you should probably do. You generate a ton of branches. And, of course, that's good for mulch, stuff like that. Break them down for beds, things like that. Plenty of carbon for worms and apparently mushrooms to break down. And need to be busy doing something good. Lisa was asking about that this morning. So what are you going to do when there's not this? You get bored of all that. You go, oh, well, let's find something else to do. And behold, that's what we do. So, okay, enough of this. All right. Talk to you later.